Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hi, Jeff. My name is Andrew Palmer. I just spoke to one of your colleagues. Did you speak to your colleague? Was there any information exchange before transferring me over?
No. This is, I'm showing as it was a new call. I don't have any of your information. So let me just check and see who we're speaking to. Do you remember their name?
No, it was a rare name, actually.
Okay. Just one moment. Okay, what was your email address so I can pull up your account?
Yes, andrewpalmer@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I do have your account pulled up, and how can I help you today?
I spoke to your colleague, and I just gave her a lot of personal information about my thought process in when it comes to signing up for the Astrology Answers and things of that nature. And then she had to go randomly, which didn't make sense. So I don't really believe her because
okay,
she didn't
know
a phone call with
her,
somebody.
Her VPN went out. When the VPN goes out, basically it distorts her calls to where we can't really speak, or basically it times out from us being able to hear you. So that's the reason why she had to transfer you over to me.
Wait, you said the VPN distorts the call?
Yes, yeah, so when our VPN goes out for our system, basically the way that our system is set up, we can't hear anything that you're saying or anything like that. The only thing that they can do is try to transfer it to another colleague.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's the reason why she called. That's the reason why she sent you over to me and wasn't able to like put your information in. And she was in the middle of messaging me to let me know while I was getting your information. So I do apologize about that.
That's strange. She said that she had another phone call.
That's what she advised me of as far as her VPN was going out.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter what she said and what the real story behind that is. So, not to be difficult, I mean, I heard one thing from her and then something else being said. It doesn't even matter. I went on too much about the backstory of what I was dealing with, and I didn't get down to brass tacks, so I'm going to get right down to this with you. Simply put, Astrology Answers, astrologers answer whatever questions, blah, 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 blah. I've been paying for a service. I haven't been using it. It doesn't make sense to me. I got to figure that out. So, either I need to get some type of – I haven't spoken to anybody. In fact, the thing was canceled on me, she said. So I'm not sure exactly what their decision was. Maybe I wasn't responding to any type of prompts. But, again, we're dealing with a merchant. There's been no value exchange. I put value out, but I got nothing back, regardless of the reasons why. So just in all fairness, I've received no benefit, and so that has to be dealt with. But the second thing is I don't have to go that path. I just would if I were to – consider not pursuing that particular angle. It would be to actually speak to these advisors, but I believe that the service was a monthly situation, correct? When it came down to the not the transit reports, but the actual advisors themselves, that's a monthly situation that they would offer their services once a month.
Yes, so the what you had on the account, yes, it was the for 3 months for each one. The transit period guide was split up with $29 for three payments, so split up. And then the 160 credits plus the bonus daily influence guide was for 3 months, and that was $65. So
Per
it
month.
looks like yes, so it basically it would charge you for those credits for the for 3 months, and then it would basically cancel out. So it looks like here that the recurring part of those memberships were canceled. I'm not sure. It doesn't say by who though. I'm not sure if that may have been somebody in home office that did that, or what, or if you spoke to somebody and requested it. But it looks like that reoccurring part has been canceled out, so there won't be any further transactions on your account, because that was supposed, the third one was supposed to have processed on the 1st of the 1st of March otherwise.
Otherwise, so let's see. Go back into my bank accounts. I believe it did process. The second thing, while we're figuring this all out, is for credits, right? 160 credits equal a conver like, what does that equal exactly?
It's just 160 credits. It goes towards like if you get like readings, or you can do chat readings or messages or things of that nature, and phone calls with the experts on the website. And the credit basically they'll have a rate of what how many credits would go towards their services, and then it would just be deducted from the amount that you have on the account. So it would
So on
depend.
March,
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
no, you were talking. Please continue.
Oh no, I was just saying that you have 320 credits available on the website now. So basically how much those credits would be for, like as far as how long they would last would depend on who which advisor you spoke to. I'm
Okay,
sorry, what were you saying?
and on March 4th, I was charged $65.29. So that counters the proposition that it was canceled. I'm
Okay,
not sure
so
why it happened.
yeah, I'm not showing here that this that it's posted to your account. I'll check the or let me see here. Try to see if our processing system may have tried. Let's see here. Oh, she was wanting me to put in a new password. Just one moment. Okay, all right, I've gotten logged in. So I'll just check on this and see. Because usually if the charge has gone through, then it's going to show on your app on our admin account, and it's not showing on there. So we'll see. That's what happened with it. But any of our like any charges that are processed usually go through our system. So let's see here. Okay, that's strange, 'cause I'm not seeing it on your account, but I see it in the payment processor. So I'm wondering why it didn't go through. Okay, I'm not sure why, because it shows on your on your admin that it's been canceled from further recurring payments, but then on our payment processor, it shows that your payment, your last payment, actually did go through. So I'm not sure why it's not showing up on your account. Were you not wanting to use the service anymore?
I mean, regardless of, I'm going to answer your question, and I'm not being rude or anything. I just want to sift information. Regardless of whether I wanted it to be canceled or not, A, I never spoke to anybody, and B, so money is coming out when it's on your system, not yours, I'm sorry, when it's on the company you're working for, a system that this is supposed to have already been severed. This is we reached a terminal point. But somehow the financial aspect of it still continued, which means that since the system has registered that my subscription has been terminated, I'm not receiving the credits that I would get if I had stuck with it. So that that's an issue. Regarding whether I wanted to or not, here's my thing, and unfortunately, I, again, very inappropriately decided to be personal and explain it to the last person I spoke to. So I'll briefly just state the few sentences that will give you an idea of what I'm looking at. I understand and I respect astrology. My whole thing about it is this. If I'm to know what the future is potentially holding, it's all about potential, it's all about probabilities. If I'm to know that information, that's one thing, but to pay to know that information doesn't do anything for me unless I can actually avoid a pitfall. To know my upcoming week might have some challenges, okay. Knowing it's going to only probably make me attract those challenges because I'll now have that fear in my head. If I choose fear, I don't have to choose fear, but sometimes your brain can't help but, you know, plug that in. Especially if you're not used to having to have a report in your life and you have this authoritative universal dictation like, oh, no, well, due to this factor and that factor, you're going to be expecting this. So not to say that I'm influenced by those things or anything, but those are propensities. So my real thing is, and I want to talk to the advisors about, was can I avoid a pitfall? My goal of paying for this service was to literally know what might come and to avoid it. Just know, okay, so what can I do to stop that? What can I do to get around that, you know? Versus just to know that, hey, watch out for this, watch out for that. Like that, okay, you know? That's not enough of what I'm looking for. So I wanted the service for that one sake, but I thought about it, and I realized that what I'm looking for is not what can be offered. If I want that, I need to talk to either a higher dimensional being who actually can see beyond the system and literally give me solid information. I need to do a channeling or literally get in contact with a higher dimensional being and get help, or just talk to my higher self or talk to the wonderful creator itself. So outside of those possibilities, I may be ignorant, so please correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never used this and I don't know the potential for this type of assistance, but it just dawned on me that this was not something that would be, fulfilling the goal that I had. And again, really quick, that goal was simply to be able to avoid these pitfalls versus just to know that they're potentially upcoming. So for that reason, because I didn't feel like these advisors would be able to literally help me take control of the circumstances, but rather just know them, because I felt like I wouldn't be able to take control, I just pretty much said to myself, well, this is not as useful as it would be. So for that reason, I don't mind that it's been canceled, but I might be in the wrong. So you can correct me if my thinking is off, and you can speak now and let me know what you think. Mm-hmm.
Well, if that is what you're looking for, the transit period guide basically just follows your transits, and that's what it does. It just basically tells you what the transits are, what may happen as a result of those transits, and what you can do to try to avoid those, you know, if those situations arise, what you can do to avoid it. With the advisors, usually you can ask them questions or do phone calls or chats, where, you know, if you have specific questions or things like that, then they can try to answer them. But as far as, you know, with the, you know, as far as predicting the future, then I'm not sure if that is in the scope of, you know, their abilities. It just depends on who you are, I guess, like trying to contact, which advisor for what purpose, like what type of questions that you have. Basically, they'll do a reading, or give you the, what their opinion is based off of your astrological profile. So, I mean, if you want to try it out, now if the if you feel that the transit period guide, if you've read it and you feel like the transit period guide is not for you, then you know I can go ahead and I can refund the last 2 months, like the one that was on the 3rd and on the front, excuse me, the one that was from the 2nd, and then the one from the 31st. I can go ahead and refund fund those ones because they are within 60 days. If you want to try out the credits and just, you know, maybe see if that is something that you want to, like if maybe it might work for you, you can try it out. If you're not satisfied, then I can still refund the last two charges as well for that if you're not satisfied. But for the advisors, you may at least want to give them a try and see if it might give you the answer you're looking for. But if not, then you know we can just refund you for it if you're not satisfied with the answer they give you.
So here's what I'm going to do. I've been charged 3 times, and only 2 of them are within the potentials for refund, right?
Yes, that's the one from, well, let's see here. Okay, so it was her. So, the one from February and then the one that was done in March, those are eligible for refunds if you did not want to continue.
I haven't looked at those transit guides ever. I nor have I well, we already covered this. I haven't spoken to the advisors, but I haven't looked at transit guides. So if I'm gonna get refunded for it, then that's that. Because I'm not gonna get refunded for the first one in January, I may as well look at that. So will I be able to access that transit guide if those refunds are sent out?
If we issue refunds for it, then the then it wouldn't be available to you. I mean, so if you want to go and take a look at it, I mean, you still have like time to go and look at it if you want to see if it's something that you want to keep. And if not, then you can just call us back and let us know, and then we can go ahead and just refund it for you. I mean, you can try all of
So
it out and see if it works.
but that's for the February and the March one. For the January one that I cannot, I'm not eligible for, supposedly not eligible for a refund for, that one, if you refund me for March and for February, then I can't access those months, but I'll still be able to access January.
Okay, you would not be able to. Okay, the way that it works is that the transit period guide is actually supposed to be paid in one payment. They get the one that you had was for 6 months, so, and they basically split it up into 3 payments, so it makes it more affordable. But that yet you can still go ahead and get your transit period guide. You would have access to those 6 months starting from the time that you ordered. And you know, be able to look through them and see, you know, you would still have access to it if we didn't go ahead and process the refund. If we process the refund, then basically we have to take it takes it out of the system. So if that's why I was saying, if you want to go ahead and take a look at it and see if it's something that would help you, then you know you can do that. And if it works, then that, you know, of course that's great. And if not, then we can just go ahead and refund the last two charges and then just take it off your account. For the expert credits, if you want to go and ask, either ask them questions or chat or do phone call, however you would like to do it, and you're not satisfied with the answer that you received, then the same thing, we can refund the February and March ones. And And since they didn't, for some reason, it's not on your account, I'll put your extra credits on there for this month since they weren't put on your account, so that you have access to them.
And they won't be charging me again in February. I mean, in April, right?
No. It was the 3-time payment. So after that, it doesn't charge you anymore.
Okay, so here's my thoughts. Regardless of whether the system can help me, whatever workings and professional dynamics that have been set up with these advisors, whatever their skill sets are, as well as the transit guys, regardless of whether they can help me achieve my goal, which is to sort of take, have an influence and control over my future directly, it is a case study. There's still utility in it. So for the transit guides, for instance, I can look back in time and compare and contrast what I've experienced to what a claim I would experience, and I would know, a little bit of the accuracy of astrology. I mean, it cost me $90 to freaking get that knowledge, but what's money? It's a good case study in this particular art, And so for that sake, I'll just keep it. And then with the advisors, I'm going to be having, with your addition, the addition mm-hmm. that you're adding, however many credits, I'm not sure how I'm going to have any.
It would be another 160 credits that I'd be adding.
Okay, so that would give me some large number of credits that would enable me to speak to the advisors. Now, here's the thing. I'm in the process of creating a business. I would like to use those credits to get advice on my business venture, because that's where all my energy, all my personal attention is being directed. It's my life mission. It's really important. So I would like advice in my business, except that my business is still in development, and once it gets off the ground, then I want that advice. So the question I have for you is there an expiration date on those credits?
The expiration date, it expires after a year after they've been posted. So they'll be good. The first 160 credits would be good until the first of next year. Second ones would be good until the 31st of next year. And the ones that I've just added will be available until March 7th of next year.
That's fine. I should have things off the ground within the next few months. So within the course of a year, I could find a place to plug these people in and get the necessary insight that they would have, even if I'm just talking to them about the nature of their craft and how that information could apply to what I'm creating. Because what I'm creating has a spiritual basis as well. So mm-hmm. no matter what, talking to these people can be helpful. So that settles that. I'll keep it, especially since I'm going to lose money no matter what. There's no point in losing money. Just to get, I'll lose credit. I'll lose value if I do any returns at this point. So there's really no point in returning anything. My logic is correct, is it?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I worded that in an odd way. Yeah, no, I worded it in an odd way, and I probably didn't enunciate. My logic is correct, isn't it? My reasoning is accurate, right?
Yes, I completely understand. No, and your logic, I just realized you're a Gemini. I'm a Gemini, too. So I actually honestly completely understand your whole logic.
Thank you. Thank you for the point. I'm so happy you're Gemini because we get it.
Yes, because literally this is exactly the way that I think.
That's awesome. Yes. I'm so happy.
Yes. See, I'm a first-day Gemini, so I still have kind of that, hard-headed Taurus trait. You're like a full Gemini. But, yes, I completely understand your logic behind, everything that you're saying. That's why I, was able to follow along with you.
Thank God. Yes. I'm so happy. I'm so happy to put you on the phone. That's so much. Oh, my God. I love you can understand, like, being a gentleman yourself. Sometimes being misunderstood sucks. You're like, people just think. Just think. Like, it's not that hard.
We think of everything from a logical point of view. And then we also, because I guess we have our twins, we basically see things from every point of view. So, then with some people, they don't get that. And then they think that, like, we're overthinking or just, like, reading too much into everything. But it's like, no, you want to think out every possible angle. So, yes.
Yes. It's ridiculous. And it's a quick aside on that, because I'm huge into, like, philosophy, of course. And my work is to literally, like, advance human civilization. And that involves so many things, and one major element is helping people's intellectual development get to the level that is required for our future. So when people say, and this is why I'm mentioning this, when people say, you know, we're overthinking things, my thing is about, like, I understand if, you know, within a particular context, if an action is needing to be taken and the person's deliberating, I get that, because you gotta stick with what's relevant in a circumstance. But when it comes down to just this exploring thoughts and content, we are not omniscient as humans, and reality is comprehensive. It's not overthinking. It's literally being loyal to the process of thinking and actually saying yourself, I wanna do this in an integral way. I want to actually know what's really going on. And I acknowledge humbly my limitations, so I need to put that time in, that effort in. It's just common sense, in my opinion. Anyway, it's not to go on about that, but yeah, you get it. You get it.
Yes, I get it. Yes, I do.
Goodness.
Well, try it out. Like I said, if you feel like it just does not work for you, then please call me back and let me know. I'll be happy to go ahead and process a refund for you. But hopefully it will. If you don't find what you're looking for in the transit period guide, there are some really great experts on the website, and each one of them has, like, a little biography of what they specialize in. They specialize in different things. So if you're looking for something for business, then they do have some on there that are kind of more on, like, the business side. If you have questions about that, let me see here. Now, I like Sister Stardust. So, like, that's one that is very good. She actually has a lot of high ratings. So I've done some personal readings with her as well, and she's pretty good. And there are also a few more on there, a few more new ones that one of the experts that we've added. So, and then I have Tarot, and then also there's Kim at the bottom, which is a visionary astrologer. That might be something that you might be looking into, as far as, because you're wanting to see what's going on in the future and also some things relating to business. So that might be somebody that would be good for you.
Okay. Well, I'll check them out, and I think that it should be beneficial one way or the other.
Yes, sir. Okay, and was there anything else I could help you with today?
No, I'm not sick. Don't worry. I'm just coughing for whatever reason. I think I need to drink water. How do I access the transit guide? I do want to look at the transit guide since I may as well take advantage of it. How do I access that? Is that on your website or where?
Yes, it'll be on your members area. Have you been able to log on to your members area?
No, yeah. I haven't done anything.
No. Okay. All right. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and update your password for you, so that way you can just go ahead and just log in instead of waiting for like the password stuff to be sent. Okay. So I'm just going to put it as the first part, and then I'll, of course, give you your instructions. The first part of your email address, all lowercase. So yes, Andrew Palmer, and then 87 at the end. So that'll be your password. And of course you can change it once you log in. But you'll just go to astrologyanswers.com and just hit the option that says login for members area, and then you'll just put your email address and your new password in. It'll be in your library. The transit period guide will be there. Oh, hello, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yep.
So, yeah,
I received
so,
everything you said. That's fine.
Okay. So, yeah, so you can just go ahead and log in. And that's also where you'll be able to access the advisors that are on the website. There's an a tab next to your library that says advisors. So that's where you would go to look at the advisors. And then, your credit balance will be on there. Showing. So I've updated it so you have a total of 480 credits that you can use at this time.
Nice. I wish it was transferred to dollars, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. And the transit guides stopped at the 3 months, or do they continue up to 12 months?
The transit guide that you have is for 6 months. They have 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months. So since you have the option for 6 months, it'll show you the next 6 months of transits.
Okay, so at least have that as systems recurring until.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure, okay. All right, so I guess it'll be worth it. And you said, yes, Andrew Palmer at, yes, Andrew Palmer, 87?
87, mm-hmm. Yes, so just the first part of your email and the last numbers on your birth date.
All right, perfect. I should be able to remember that.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And that's all lowercase, last one.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Lowercase?
Yes, all lowercase.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks. You've been a lot of help, and thanks for upgrading the account, listening to me, understanding, and helping me settle the situation. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And thank you for calling Astrology Answers, and you have a wonderful rest of your night.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.